Well, generally, Terekeke is peaceful, and the people there have demonstrated so much interest in addressing the problem of intercommunal cattle-related conflict in the state. So, but as you have likely said, Terekeke is engulfed in intercommunal conflict at various areas over cattle-related issues, as well as over resources such as water, grazing lands. So that has been the situation. So we decided to reconcile four communities who have been fighting over such related issues.
Yes, tell us more about this and means facilitating this reconciliation process.
Yeah, well, we decided to organize a reconciliation conference between 1st to 2nd March. The conference was just aimed at reconciling the four counties, like Gua County, Tali County, Tijo, and Tindilu. There has been, between these counties, they fought over cattle-related raiding issues as well as grazing lands. So we decided to try to build a trust in the communities and at the same time try to ensure that they come up with the community resolution mechanisms. You know, to address the conflict within them so that at least some of the youths who have put roadblocks between the counties will be able to see the need for intercommunal relations. They will be able to see to resolve these issues by removing these roadblocks and bring up resolutions.
Yes, and what is their reaction to this whole reconciliation conference? How easy or difficult is the whole process?
Well, the process was not easy or difficult per se, but it went on amicably, and it was actually locally owned by the community because government representatives were also present. The law enforcement agencies like the police, they were also there, and they all take a very leading role in the discussions, and they come up with in their various group discussions, they come up with programs, they come up with processes, they come up with solutions to some of the cattle-related conflict, as well as over resources, as well as cattle-related issues affecting intercommunal relations in the state.
Yes, and is there any particular landmark in the reconciliation process that you would like to share with us?
Ah, yes, yes. There is one thing about this reconciliation conference is that it mobilized government influence and ownership of this process. You know, there was so much enthusiasm by the government, by even the special advisor. The special advisor to the president was also there, and he's also the chairman of the Mundari community. So his presence there created such momentum that indicates local ownership, that indicates will of the community, will of the political leaders to help in resolving and mitigating intercommunal conflict in Terekeke State.
Yes, and how have the people, especially the youth there, responded to this process?
Well, both women and youth groups were very happy about this this reconciliation conference. They were happy most especially in terms of the procedures that we follow, which is like inclusivity. And also we allow, there was a process where all of them were allowed to speak up their minds, to speak up what are the issues affecting them, what are the root causes, and also how they think this can be resolved. And since that the government representatives were there, they're going to take that very forward. So they were very happy, they were very enthusiastic, and it actually forms a positive deviance case in this scenario, because sometimes we do have other reconciliation conferences or workshops between two communities. It didn't gain that momentum. And in this regard, they all come together and they all really spent hours to find a solution.
Someone will be wondering as to why ANMIS got involved in facilitating this kind of reconciliation process. Can you tell us why it's important for ANMIS?
Well, it's important because our main focus is to mitigate, especially us in civil affairs, and I believe in implementing the mandate, it's to mitigate intercommunal conflict at the community level, it's to promote peaceful relations. Because when you do that, then only will the people be able to farm, they will be able to cultivate, other sectors also will be able to flourish. So peace is very important. And our main focus is to mitigate intercommunal conflict and promote peaceful coexistence. So that is why we focus on Terekeka.
Yes, and what happens next? Are you hopeful about the prospect of peace in Terekeka?
Yeah, I'm very, very hopeful about that because the people have taken the responsibility themselves. Local ownership is very important for the success of such initiatives. So they have taken that process themselves and the resolutions hopefully are going to be implemented because, like I said, the government was involved from the planning stage up to the execution of the reconciliation conference and even in terms of the drafting and signing of the resolutions and in implementing it.
All right, Olivia, thank you very much for coming to our studios. We really do appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, and Olivia Victoria Davis is a civil affairs officer working for the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, talking to us about the reconciliation process taking place in Terekeka.